All right, good morning. Hey, we are rocking and rolling. Happy New Year. I got a question for you. Are you reading your goals every day already? I mean, we don't have that many days that we've gotten to, and are you reading them every day? I thought I'd start something out. We got a lot of good stuff to cover. I thought I'd start out with, had this book sent to me, and a funny thing about it, I found it in my I'm not going to endorse it one way or the other yet, but I did pick up something, you know, and anytime you do your reading, you always find something. But the name of it is Finish Strong by Dan Green. This guy, I'm pretty sure he was a book sales with Southwestern, if you know anything about that. But I thought this would be a good little start because, you know, it's, you know, I got up this morning, and one of the things I really believe, I know this for a fact, that if you get written goals and then work on them and detail them and then read them over and over again and start your day off right, you're focusing on where you want to end up and you're in the right place and things like that. And so anyway, so I was, I do all my reading early. So I found this, and this guy says, keep clipping along. And for all of us, we know that it's a numbers game. That it's totally a numbers game. And, you know, one of the things that I do is I make sure every week that I have a system in place. I have an ongoing marketing system every week that is consistent. Okay. Nothing changes. And of course, this week we're going to talk about, Bree's going to talk to you a little bit and tell what's going on. But anyway, the key element is it's a numbers game. So what happens is if you start this year off and you complete X number of appointments, okay, then that are in the market, that they're supposed to be the right kind of market, just like George Verdugo talked about, on he knows what type of person he wants to talk to, and you come up with those numbers, then you are automatically putting in place a system that will allow you to reach your goals. Okay, so listen to this. It says, by embracing the attitude to finish strong, he says, I've created a personal accountability that goes with me wherever I go. The first time I really discovered the power of the mindset was early in his career. In the early 90s, he said, I sell software systems to banks. A great deal of my selling efforts involve prospecting over the phone. No matter how good you are at selling over the phone, okay, it can be challenging to push yourself to make one more call. And so anyway, as a method of daily goal setting, he said, I would start my day in the office by taking out 25 paper clips. Listen to this. So 25 paper clips from the paper clip holder. I would place them on a coaster right next to the holder, which was next to the phone. He said, each time I engaged in a meaningful selling conversation, I would take one of the paper clips from the pile and put it back in the holder. Now, to kind of give you a little idea, back in the days, you know, a lot of you knew I sold Cutco knives. I didn't just, you know, it wasn't one of these deals like, you know, most people, they sell Cutco knives for about a week. Okay. I sold Cutco knives for 5 years. I ended up right before when I figured out that I needed to not do Cutco anymore was when I figured out I wasn't living the way my dad was living. And I was like the number one guy in the whole company. All right. So I wasn't making the kind of money that was going to allow me to travel. And I, you know, my dad was the first one in our family. He didn't even finish high school, and he ended up, you know, selling his business when he was 60 and, you know, went from had 400 employees. So I saw business. I saw all that kind of stuff. And I figured out with Cutco that number one, I would never make enough money to do what I wanted to do, but I did learn how to sell. And one of the things that happened, the guy that trained me was trained by the same guy that trained Zig Ziglar. So Zig Ziglar was a friend of his. And one of the things was about the numbers business. And so when I was, every time I knocked on a door and talked to somebody, how much money I made. So I went and bought a little silver clicker. All right. And I had a goal of how many clicks that I was going to have that day. So I kept up with my numbers and I knew X number of clicks. And I think back then it was like $7 a click or something is what I made. I don't remember exactly, but I had it all down and I clicked. So this guy did something very similar. Says every time I engaged in a meaningful conversation, I would take one of the paper clips from the pile and put it back in the holder. I knew that if I created 25 selling conversations each day that my goals would be reached. I made a commitment not to leave the office until every paperclip was put back. There were many times when the day was over for everyone else, and I had one paperclip left, and I was staring at it, And in order to finish, I needed to have one more conversation. I dialed until I succeeded. I never left a paperclip on the coaster. I never put one back that I did not earn, meaning he was tough on himself. The level of activity I created during this time stuffed my sales pipeline with opportunities, and my income tripled over 2 years. There you go. How about that? So a lot of you right now, it's a new year. What has to happen is you got to get on your game and you got to be doing things like that. And that's what I would be thinking about, you know, reading your goals, making sure that, you know, everything is, you got, you know, your people are in place, you know how, what you're going to do, and then get on a schedule and read your goal, your plan, your schedule, and get it detailed. And every morning what I do, I get up and I look at my goals, and I'm always just updating, making adjustments, optimizing the way I want to do things. Because what I really want to do is I want to be on a consistent schedule that never stops. My schedule is made up of good habits. If I do good things and I schedule it, then one day I'm going to be in a habit of doing good things, and off to the races we go. So anyway, I thought I'd give you that to start. Today, Steve's going to roll out something. It's going to be, I'm telling you, it's the bomb, okay, that we're going to be doing today. So we're going to be showing that. Got some other things. I always have my PowerPoint ready just to kind of hit everybody up, let you know what's going on that. So we'll do that. And then once we get through that, we will open it up for people. Of course, any support tickets. And guys, we get calls all the time. I just want to let you know this. We're making a list, but right now there's no new subscribers other than free accounts that you give away. So that was part of Primerica's deal. I don't know if it'll ever change or not, but the point being is if you have somebody, we get them all the time, and it is what it is. Anybody that's still doing that, Lucas can make a list if you want to send if somebody wants to send it that way. It's not that we're not going to follow up, but it's just not the way the deal is. Okay. Ideas at Sales Team Pro. After today, you're going to come up with 1,000 ideas on what we're going to do on here. And then of course, all of our speakers, we want to hear from more and more, and we keep hearing more and more of people that are having success, seeing things. I mean, the Christmas and the New Year stuff is amazing what's going on. If you're $10,000 a month in previous month earnings, okay, or you make over $100,000 the last 12 months, we want to hear from you. We'll put you on the program. Hey, you're working. Hey, if you're working, making $100,000, okay, or more, $10,000 or more a month, you'll be on the program and you can train people. We're going to continue the schedule, and here's why we're continuing. I looked last night, we had like 19 people on the join the team, or I'm sorry, 19 on the intro to money, only 6 on the join the team. But here's what we're doing. We're creating more and more content, and we're going to continue doing this. We've got new people on there every week, and then we're posting that in. But here, let me give you a couple ideas. I recruited 2 people in the last week, and I never talked to them until they had already gone through the system. How about that? They got invited to join the team, brief followed up on them. I recruited 2. And not only did I recruit 2, I recruited 2 sharp people. One of them's a controller for a company, been there 13 years. Another's a pharmaceutical rep, been there 35 years. Both of them are looking for ways to, you know, do something different. I think right this time of the year, you need to really be thinking about it. You know, I'm in the middle of, you know, I do the radio show on Thursday morning. I'm doing a radio show, the New Year kickoff that'll go on this weekend, do new content. But what I'm going to talk about on that is a review, okay, of 2020. And what things did you do? What things happened to you, okay, that had to do with your money? And there's always 2 problems, okay, that cause you to lose, and 2 things that you're doing good at to cause you to win when it comes to your money. The first one is your income, and the second one is how you handle your income. So if you're winning, that means you got a good income plan and you're holding on to your money. If you're not winning, chances are you've got 1 of 2 problems. You're either not making enough money or you're not doing the right things with it. So this time of the year, it's a great time to do a review. Okay, for people, you can personally review it, get your net worth. One of my guys called me this week, and get this. He called me up. He said, man, I just did my net worth. He said, I'm worth $1.6 million and my house is paid for, and he's only made over $200,000 in Primerica once. How about that? All right. Only one time. All right. But what he did is he followed the program, did it all. So we've got these things. We're going to continue doing them, and we want to continue. Hey, I encourage you to get people in there. Okay. We got our kickoff. Kristen said we should call everything 10X this year. So we're going to 10X recruiting this coming Saturday. It's going to be incredible. I sent an email out to the speaker saying, look, we're not looking for Primerica how we've done it for the last 40 years. Okay. We're looking at 10X in recruiting. Okay. So I want you to be thinking about that. Get your team on that. You can sign up right on the, it's 4 hours. We got great topics. We're going to kill it. I promise you that. Then you got Ed's Millionaires Club Sunday night. We got that coming in. That's 2 hours. Always good. Sales Team Pro Family Financial Workshop, January 23rd and the 30th. We're given two choices. As of now, unless something changes, the 30th will be a rerun, but no one will know the difference. Okay. So that way we can get two give them two times to do it. And I'm going to show you what we've come up with. We have sent out stuff. This is going to be available on Saturday. The landing page looks great. We've been tweaking it. I sent it out to a bunch of people, made a bunch of changes to it, and we're about finished with the landing page. So good color scheme, all this kind of stuff. Every one of your people will be able to do that. And there's four emails that are going to be in a campaign. So all you have to do is hit one button. Okay. You can go into your broadcast, hit one button, you'll be able to take, and then they'll get four campaigns over a period of time, right up until the last days. And then you can also turn around and post the landing page. You can do all that kind of stuff. So you can promote that, make it happen. We got good things happening. So, and all well written, you know, Bree, by the way, and Lucas do all of the landing pages in terms of the way they look and the content and stuff like that. And we send it out to a lot of the key guys and they give us answers on it. So look at that. Those are there. All right. So New Year's numbers, you know, we send an email campaign out again. It tends to be the Christmas does better because it's a longer period of time. But even coming back, I want to show you something. I'm going to give you an idea on email marketing. I've been studying email marketing since, back in AOL days, all right? Because I always felt like if I could just touch a button and then contact everybody, what would end up happening is the phone would ring. And so what I know is this, is that if you send out the same email, so if we sent out the same email twice, okay, and we sent it to the people that didn't open it the first time, it will be the same open rate on the second group the second time. All right. So let's say you sent 100,000 emails, you had a 20,000 people open. Okay, that's 20% open. Well, if we took the 80,000 that were left and resent it back again a couple of days later, we'd have another 20% open. And so what happens is people don't open every one of them. All right. But one thing I do know is that the more you get your name out there with something good, it works. So the New Year's numbers were not as good, okay, as the Christmas. They were the same way as the year before, but they were much better. Now look at this. So a year ago, we sent 109,000 and had a 20.1 open rate, 50,000 opens. This year, we sent 222,000. Look at that. 222,000, up 104%. And look at the opens, 82,000, up 62%. We had 1,339 clicks. I was talking to, I think Wendy told me, got a transaction right off of it. I was talking to, who told me? I think John Peretz, maybe John sent me, I think it was John, that said he went to bed and he woke up and he had two appointments booked. Okay, from the email campaign. So think about this, between this one and the last one, we're at about almost 3,500 clicks to the appointment setting. So it works. I'm going to continue telling you this great book. I pick up stuff all the time from it. If you ain't got it, I'll get it. It's on the bookstore. And this one right here is the marketing Bible. Okay. You'll get something every day. You can go back to it over and over and over again. That book right there, before he did it 20 years ago, I paid $400 for it. How about that? $400 for the book. 20 something years ago. Now you can get it on, you know, whatever it costs on the reading list. We got it on the resource page. All right. So now we're going to talk about scaling, and I'm going to go through, and I'm going to show you things that I've done, you know, to try to help you to get, you know, better. Here's the thing. What we have to always do is get better. All right. And I've never basically run the Primerica quote system. I've taken all the good stuff of the Primerica system and I've used it. I've taken all the stuff that didn't make any sense that people continue to do over and over and over again that doesn't make any sense. And I quit doing it. Okay. And by the way, guys, there's a lot of that out there that people just do it that way because that's the way they've been doing it and it doesn't make any sense. Well, when you optimize something, you look at every aspect of your business and you start saying, hang on a second, this doesn't make any sense. Why am I doing this? So I need to stop doing things that don't work, start doing things, keep doing things that do work and change things to get everything working. And then what we do, we optimize and then we start 10X and we start getting the best out of all of this stuff. And so anyway, let me give you some examples of things. And we'll give you some things that you can do that are, things you can say to people that create value. All right. So let me give you a few little things that I've done. So let's say that they just got through doing a $300,000 rollover. All right. So they have a $300,000 rollover, or they wrote me a $50,000 check, whatever it is, which, guys, you understand that nobody really cares that much who they have their car insurance with, okay? The only thing they want to know is if they have a wreck, it's going to pay off, and how much does it cost, right? That's what they want to know. They don't really care. I mean, if we take a $300,000 death claim and we invest that for them and it came from Northwestern Mutual or Primerica, they're not going to say, man, I wish that 300 had come from Primerica rather than Northwestern Mutual. They don't really care. Okay. What they care about is they know they got to have it and they probably would be pretty open to doing it with you just because you got their money. Does that make sense? So, hey, do you want to go ahead and put your coverage with me so it will all be together in one place? I can do that for you. Do you know how much you're paying right now and what you have? Do you want to go ahead and add that on? Okay, where we can have it all in one place. I have closed so many life insurance sales just by saying, do you want to put it in one place? That we'll have it all in one place. I can do that for you. How much are you paying? What do you have? Okay, we can do this for you for this. How about that? You want to go ahead and add it in with what we're doing today. They're like, yeah, go ahead and do it. Okay. That's called the 1 minute up it to a biggie fry. How about that? That makes sense. So we're going to upgrade. Hey, would you like the biggie? Yeah, let's go ahead and do the biggie. So now, you know, the whole idea behind upgrading to the biggie is they've already said, yes, I want the burger. Yes, I want the Coke. Yes, I want the fries. Do you want to go ahead and upgrade it to the biggie? And you're like, yeah. Yes, I've already given you my entire retirement plan rollover. You want to go ahead and upgrade it to the life insurance? Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. And then you take and you add that on just like that. And you make it as a no big deal type thing. Do you feel it's important to be fully insured in the event of a premature death? Tell me something, Mr. Client, do you own life insurance other than through your work? Yes, you do. Okay. Well, let's take a look at what you own. Do you own life insurance other than through your work? No, I don't have anything other than through my work. Well, do you feel it's important to be fully insured in the event of a premature death? You have a couple children here. Yes, I think it's important. All right. So now they've just said it's important. Well, do you feel it's important enough that you would set aside some money on a regular monthly basis to take care of it? And they're like, yeah, okay. So we just closed the people who have no life insurance, which is 50% of the people out there, by asking them, Do you feel it's important to be fully insured in the event of a premature death? They say, yes, I believe in it. Number two, is being fully insured important enough that you would set aside money on a regular basis to take care of it? And they're like, yes. So suddenly, what do? They say, I believe in it and I'm willing to pay for it. How about that? Is that simple? Two questions. Now, what I did, just to kind of walk you through, okay, the mindset of these questions. 25 years ago, I went out on appointments and I rode with my best guys. We were doing about a $40,000 a month base shop, and my best guys would go in there and talk their presentation. And when it got to closing, they were pitiful and they were my best guys. I got the idea to ride with them from Bob Safford. He said, you should go ride with your guys and get them good so they can become an RVP. I'm like, okay, I'll go do that. So I took my best guys and I rode on appointments and watched them. After 1 week of watching, I was like, I don't even know how these people even do any business. Okay. So I decided to optimize the closing system in the home. I did it through a questionnaire and I wrote out all the questions that I did when I went into a home. I used to have when people said they don't have any life insurance, I didn't know what to do, right? So I wrote down all the questions that I understood to walk somebody from point A all the way out the door. Okay. All right. So now we also included something called risk reversal. Risk reversal is where you take on the risk yourself from the customer. So let me give you an example. If you go buy a car, okay, who's taking the risk? You're signing up for 5 or 6 years, okay, of a payment, right? So they're selling you to take the risk, all right? A risk reversal with us is when a customer says, I want to think it over. You say, would 60 days give you plenty enough time to think it over, shop around, check rates, do whatever it may be? And they're like, sure. Then why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's go ahead and get you qualified. Bottom line is, we guarantee your satisfaction. If for any reason you're not absolutely satisfied, not only will we give you a full refund of the premium today, but in addition to that, you get to keep this FNA, which is a $500 value anywhere you look. Is that fair enough? Okay. Now, who took the risk? I learned risk reversal from Jay Abraham. He says, I've got this seminar you come to. It's 3 days. It's $5,000. We're going to send you $1,800 worth of materials before the seminar. If at noon the next day, you don't feel like that this investment you've made has already paid for itself many times over, all you got to do is come out, talk to us, and we'll give you a full refund of your money. No questions asked. And you get to keep all the materials we sent you in advance. How about that? That's called a risk reversal. So what we're doing now is we're asking questions to walk people through. So watch this. So based on your income of 60 grand, Mr. Client, you're going to, over the next 30 years, you're going to earn $1.8 million, okay, without even getting a raise. And I'm sure you'll expect to get a raise. But either way, if you don't do any better than you're doing right now, you'll do $1.8 million. We would ask the same thing, okay, what the spouse is earning. We do the same thing. So to replace $3.2 million of lifetime income, what we've done is we've backed out what you would need in a lump sum, and we can replace the $3.2 million of family income with $1.2 million of coverage. And we can do it for only $112 per month, which represents 1.2% of your monthly income. So wouldn't you agree that investing 1.2% of your monthly income to replace 100% of your lifetime incomes makes sense? Let me show you who we're going to place the coverage through. And then I'm going to say Primerica, increasing benefit rider, child coverage. Okay. You know, the, what do you call it? The death benefit when you get it beforehand, all of that. I'm going to go, so this is who we're going to place the coverage through. So now I'm walking them through from, oh, I don't have anything. Really? Will you feel it's important? Yes. Will you set aside money? Yes. Let's see how much you need. Great. Here's what you're going to earn. Now, don't you agree? Wouldn't you agree that putting 1.2% of your income, monthly income aside to replace 100% of your lifetime income makes sense? We have now built value here. Cost is here. Now what's happening? Anytime the value is here and the cost is down here, all right, then people do business with you, provided they're qualified. All right. So then after that, what do? You start training people on the features and the benefits. You don't give them a quote. You never quote life insurance without features and benefits. Okay. You got to go in there and show everything. All right. Then you practice rates. You want to get your base shop doing business. Here's the first thing you do is you get them to role play with each other. All
your
the
dad
way.
Home? Oh, is it coming?
They need. And how many? Hey.
We're not going to get COVID, man. We're good.
What?
We're not going to get COVID.
That's all good.
Here we go. All right. So practice rates. Okay. Have people go through and do a Zoom call with each other. Okay. And go all the way through the system. All right. Have your closing process in place. All right. Add on coverage. All right. Has anything changed? You know, one of the things we're going to talk about is some email campaigns like that, that, you know, has anything changed in your situation? You don't want to be in a situation where you're underinsured, right? That kind of deal. Most of the time, okay, people buy coverage and they've never been contacted again. And all you got to do is just contact them. It's like doing the same thing with securities. All right. Client education emails, teaching them about life insurance. Start doing that. Start talking about the need, how it works, what income protection really is. And next thing you know, you got people doing it. The IBR is a huge deal. Don't you want to keep up with inflation? This is what you do. And guys, you make money on that IBR, okay? Or RVPs, you make a lot of money on that. I was having $10,000, $20,000 of IBR premium a month, okay? So it's that kind of stuff. And the end of terms are your biggest source of investment business. All right. It's everywhere. Your end of terms, you know, I have people, you know, on end of terms, I'll give you a quick little thing because I work these end of terms and they'll get their thing in the mail and it says their rate went from $105 to $500. Okay. And they get this thing and of course I go through it and I said, well, what I'd like to do, you know, obviously you might have had a little sticker shock here, but you just, I wanted, if it's okay with you, kind of give you an overview of how this works. And then at that point, we'll come up with something that makes sense. So when you bought the policy, you bought a $500,000 policy and they told you then that regardless of your health, 20 years from now, if you're on your deathbed, 20 years from now, in the policy, it says for $500, you can renew this $500 a month. And you sit there and say, man, $500 a month is expensive. But in fact, $500 a month, if you're in bad health and right on your deathbed, paying $500 to get a $500,000 claim is pretty inexpensive, I think. If you look at it that way, for instance, my niece, her husband had cancer and died 3 months after the renewal. He couldn't get it anywhere else. So it was a good deal. So the fact that you have guaranteed insurable insurance guarantees you that if anything happens right now, if you're in bad health, we can get that. But if you're in good health, we can do something else. All right. So what happened is I totally try to take, okay, the objection out. And I said, so before we go any further, what I'd like to do is show you how this thing works And then if it's okay with you, I'd like to ask you a few questions. And then that way I can determine if you even need it or how much you need. Sure, things have changed since you were, you know, first took this out 20 years ago. Would it be okay if I ask you a few questions? Yeah, do you own your home? Great. And if you sold it today, what's it worth? You have a mortgage? Yeah, what's your interest rate? Okay, great. Well, how about bank accounts? What do you have? Any money sitting in the bank, CDs, anything like that? What about your 401k? And I go through and ask every single question. Now I know everything about them. Okay. About, and that's from an end of term. And I go right through. And then eventually what I'm doing is, hey, do you have anybody you're working with on your money? You've got a lot of money right here. Okay. And here's my recommendations. And, I don't know. I don't know how much I make on it, but it's a lot. So with that being said, one last thing, cross-selling. I believe this, that, you know, I'm in the middle of getting my mortgage license. I believe the mortgage license with the products that we're going to have to offer is going to be the biggest capture tool there is, period, for prospecting right now. All right. Because what you're going to find is anybody that didn't refinance their house in the last 12 months, they're a prospect. And guess what we can do? We can refinance and invest the difference. We can consolidate and invest the difference. We can take and give them a target date mortgage. How about that? All right. I mean, to where you're going to be this age, this is when you want to pay it off. Good. This is what we're going to pay. All right. How about that? All of these things are available. We're just getting it in Tennessee. I got to take the test, but I think we can cross sell. That may be one of the biggest ones there is. So, with that being said, what I'm going to do is, Steve, I want to just real, well, hey, Bree, real, let's bring Bree up first. Bree, tell us about what we got happening tomorrow.
So training is going to begin tomorrow at 11 o'clock Central, and it'll happen every Wednesday, and I'll be checking in with you guys to just give you the a rundown of how I'm working sales team pro for Roy and getting his appointments booked and just my day-to-day calendar, how I just keep him busy. So log on starting tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central, and I will be answering questions and just showing you how I'm working sales team pro and how it's really being, how it's very.
And guys, let me give you an example. I mean, I mess around. Okay. I ran a little thing yesterday because I want to rebuild a base shop. I had a couple guys that have recruited. I really wanted to recruit anybody until March because I got some ideas on what I want to do. But anyway, it happened, and it was some stuff that Bree had set up, and they went through the whole system and stuff like that. But we are in the top 15 through first. And the reason I'm saying in securities, assets under management, I think we're number 13, but we're number 155 in total agents. Okay. So what that's saying is that we're getting so much business. Okay. And I think a lot of you right now would say, man, okay, wouldn't it be nice to really optimize my business? So what I'm telling you is I'm in the top 15 base, personal, and through first, but from an agent size standpoint, there's 150 people that have more people than we do. Now, what I want to do is just grow more people and optimize and everything. Part of this has to do with what you're going to teach you. So Bree is going to do this. Yes, it will be recorded. It's going to go on for the whole month of January. And I know we had 75. How many do you know what the numbers are now?
No, I haven't checked the numbers, but in the first about an hour after the email went out last Thursday, we had already had 75 people register. So I think it's going to be a good turnout, and you can register right on your Sales Team Pro webinar page. So just log into your account and you can register there.
Yeah. So what'll happen is two things. If you have somebody helping you, get them on there. We'll train them. They'll do what Bree does. And then if you're working Sales Team Pro, Bree uses Sales Team Pro probably more than anybody at all. Okay. Because, we can go in, she works it every day. Somebody like Tommy, as an example, has maxed and done great things with it, but Tommy's also doing appointments. Bree is working Sales Team Pro, probably knows more about it than anybody other than the man himself, Steve. So anyway, all right, Steve, tell them about what's going on here. Steve, thanks, Bree.
Hey, Roy. So,
all right, first off, before Steve starts, I'm going to interrupt him. Guys, what we're doing with this is all about knowing more about your customer. Okay. This is what you got to understand. The more you know, all right, and the less paper you got to have sitting there, the more you have the ability to market to someone. And so when you see what's happening, and Steve, it's going live when?
Within the next couple of hours, I think.
Okay. So, all right. So show them what they're getting ready to have happen.
All right. Well, Roy gave me a list of questions here a few days ago, a week ago, and said, when can we get this up? And I tell him, oh, like a day, maybe. Am I sharing the right screen there?
I see a screen.
With the contacts on it?
Yes, contacts.
Okay. So like normal, I tell Roy that, yeah, I can do it. You know, we'll get it up in a day or two. Well, it's 6 days later. And we're finally getting ready to do it.
You got to get on your game, Steve. It's taking
you 6 days. No kidding. So anyway, what we have here is on the contact card, when you open it up, there's a new tab here called Financial Info. And we have collected some of the data that's on some of the other tabs, like family stuff, and put it all on here too. But we've added a question for grandchildren and all of these different financial questions. So let me get one up here that hasn't been done. So when you first see this tab on a person, you will see that this data has been never updated. So this is a fresh person. So we can fill in all of the things here. So marital status, if they're married, you'll get a drop down that gives, asks for all the information. And if they have children's names, go down into the finances. If they own their home.
Hold on, Steve. So grandchildren, all right.
Oh, grandchildren. Yes, grandchildren.
All right. Now, if you put no, then what's going to happen? It's not cluttered, right? See how it is? All right. Yep.
So now you're going down the questions, whether you're on the phone with somebody or Roy can tell you more about this, how you would get the information. Do you own your home? Yes. What's it worth? What's the mortgage balance, the interest rate, P&I payment? Do you have CDs? Yes. What's the amount? Do you have an IRA or retirement through work? Yes. What's the balance? Does your spouse have it? Yes. What's the balance? Do you have any retirement accounts from a previous employer? Yes. What's the balance? Pensions? Do you own life insurance? If so, what kind is it and what's the value? Do you have a will or trust? Do you own any other real estate? And then there's a spot for other. What other assets or investments do you have? So then we get down, are you employed? So yes, your annual income, whether you're employed or not, always stays there. Is your spouse employed? Yes, opens up a box. And what are your primary financial concerns? Budget, getting out of debt, blah, blah, blah. These are all check boxes. You can check whatever applies to the person. And then other debt, if they have no other debt, they have vehicles, the loan balance, credit cards, personal loans, business loans, other. Get amounts for each one of those. And then if they've given you any referrals, full name and the phone number. And then once you fill this all in, all you do is just click any of the save buttons and it's done. Now,
and the date, show them the date, Steve.
And the date goes up, and this is what.
And it shows when the last updated.
Yep.
All right, there you go. I got a thing on here, student loans. We need to add that on there, Steve.
Student loans, okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, we need to add it on.
So and, that's going to be another hour.
So yeah, we can, we'll get that in there. Also guys, yeah. So the comment is awesome for annual reviews. That's what this is primarily about. We're, when you start developing a relationship, we got other things that we're going to add this. We want to go ahead and get it all up there, you know, and move it around. Like we're going to get the employer name, even though we've got that they're employed, we've got employer name under details, I think, Steve, but it would be nice to have it, you know, right in there, that kind of deal. But the whole point of it, guys, is two things. Number one, when you do a review, you're going to be able to update this. Now, we're also, okay, going to, so this is the first stage of it. The second stage is that you go into your sorts, and let's say that you find somebody that is married, but they rent, okay? And you want to send an email to them about, you know, how to get prepared for home ownership, that kind of deal. So what you're going to be able to do is go in here and sort and do broadcast emails with each one of these areas. And then when you pull them up a year later, when you do an annual review, you're going to say, hey, Steve, I just want to do a little checkup. Anything changed? Are you still working at such and such? I had you making about this, da 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 da, all that kind of stuff. And so anyway, so what we're doing is you know, the key on content is always to provide something that people would be interested in. All right. So, you know, it's back in the days, you know, it used to be that, you know, health insurance always contained coverage for pregnancy. Okay. And then people are like, now why am I paying for pregnancy when I'm 70 years old, 65 years old? So they started adding it. So then what happens is what we're going to do is we're going to continue over time to get to know people better and better and better. And then that way you can talk to them, even though you've got thousands of people in there, you can talk to them as if y'all are buddies forever. And then what happens is it's harder for a friend to leave you. Does that make sense? Because you're talking to them in a way that is very personalized. And so with all that being said, I wanted to throw that out. Steve's doing a great job. We're going to bring up all this other stuff, okay, in there. But I wanted to let you in on that. And then, of course, Saturday, we're going to be talking about recruiting. We're going to be optimizing all this kind of stuff. But anyway, Steve's doing a great job. Appreciate that. Bree and Lucas are going to be rolling out. You'll have that Saturday. And by the way, for the workshop, you'll just hit one button and it'll put four emails out over a period of 2 weeks. Automatically, it'll stop sending them emails once they've registered. You can post it and everything like that. So with that being said, let's open it up for some of our panelists. Let's see, Chuck, kick it off, buddy.
Man, Roy, you and your team, dadgummit. Y'all knocked it out the park, brother. I'm sitting here, I'm clapping like a dadgum seal. In essence, what you did, you know, we collect F&A information. You put all the F&A information inside of Sales Team Pro. So now we don't have to have it in one part and something's over here and something's over there. We can aggregate it, we can slice it, we can dice it, we can send targeted broadcast, man. Dadgummit.
You're going to be able to pull out and Steve, let's put you on the spot. When's our sort feature going to happen?
That's the headlights of the bus coming. I've got a couple other things to work on, but I'm thinking before the end of the month. So,
okay.
Hey, I got there's a couple of questions in the thing. Yes, this thing is going to be available for every account level. The broadcast, you know, are going to be the same, but this tab is going to show up for every account level.
Yeah. So, so it's going to, and by the way, guys, you may not know this. We've been fighting with Apple forever, but if you have an Android, you can go to the Android store and upload your contacts from your phone. Okay. Into Sales Team Pro. So, you know, trust me, the app has been fixed for months and Apple, I don't know what their deal is. Steve knows more about it, but anyway, so we got that.
Bro, let me finish. This was great, man. what I was doing is I was putting that, a lot of that information in, you have like the info box.
Yeah, notes. Right.
In the notes box, and it's hard to kind of get at it.
Right.
But what you've done, man, this is Sales Team Pro 2.0. I just said,
well, I appreciate it. And Chuck, that was what was happening. And when you're like me and you literally type about 3 words a minute,
right?
Okay. It was like, this is driving me crazy. And so now we'll have everything right there and you go through and so on. So we're excited about it.
Yes, sir.
All right, Josh, what's up, buddy?
Talking to me? I was here, Josh, and I'm like, well, Josh Huffman's.
Well, there's two Joshes. Okay. Yes, I'm talking to you.
Hey, first off, that tab, that is huge. For everybody who's listening out there, that this is really big, because when you really work introductions, not referrals, you know, I kind of trying to get away from that idea. When you're really getting introduced to somebody, they kind of know what you're calling about. And when you get on the phone and you kind of chat them up, it's cool. You can pull that up and just ask them some of those preliminary questions and then just tell them like, hey, Mark, you really seem like the kind of guy that, based on the information you've given me, that I'm going to be able to help you in some potential way. We should get together, you know, or we should at least meet more on Zoom or something. But you can ask just kind of some of the simple little things that then will move you to the next, like an actual F&A appointment.
And Josh, you just got Steve, put this on the list. Okay. He just gave me a, so we need to add to the referral. Okay. A little side piece on how do you know the referral? Okay. So what I'm calling said, hey, you know, Josh, they told me that you and Jerry play golf together or work together or went to school together or whatever. So Steve, let's put that in there beside the referral. You got it?
That's good. And I would say the other thing, guys, is for everybody to understand, this system's unreal. You know, if you're on right now, you know, new people can't get in. Which I had an NSD talking to me yesterday, an old friend, and I'm like, sorry, dude, you're out. You ain't getting in. And so I think that's really vital if you're in a shop, whatever you're at, because I just brought in a guy. This is so unreal. We just brought a guy over from Edward Jones, just got started in our shop. He moved 900,000 into managed accounts, you know, first month coded. And because our system, Primerica's system, STP, kind of all this integration is unbelievable, to the extent that people on the outside, once they understand what we really do, if you have those conversations, you can recruit some amazing people. So I just want to add that to that.
Well, and you know, one of the things too that that I do, I recruited two guys this last week, and both of them came through the system, you know, and I use Sales Team Pro as I show them Sales Team Pro as a recruiting tool. And I said, this is what we do. Okay. And you get this for free, you know? And it allows you to do all of this pre-selling, you know, type all along the way. Bob Carlino, what's up? We got Bob Carlino, the Bob Carlino. Are you there, Bob? Bob. I was calling on Bob. I hadn't seen him in ages, and I was going to bring him up. We'll bring him up in a minute. Who else we got here? Tommy, how excited are you right now? Tommy Lee.
Hey, brother. Hey, Roy. Yeah, absolutely incredible, man. That is, you know, just like Josh was saying, I put a lot of things in the notes and I train a lot of people. You know, when you're showing the Sales Team Pro and you're bringing on a new person, it's a little bit embarrassing if you have any personal information on there. You know what I mean? So putting that in there, I think it's going to be just making it a little more private, you know.
Well,
but I am so excited about this.
If you're doing a lot of appointments, you know, like, you know, I've had weeks where I've had 15, 18 appointments. I can't remember where everybody works and all their situations. So I'll write it down on a notepad. Okay. Then I got to figure out how to get it in there. I used to take pictures of my notes and I'd send them to Bree, and then, you know, but no, this is going to be the way to make it happen. So,
it's just qualifying, man. You're getting everything really like funneled in there to qualify it. And it's money, it's gold, you know? And then all those questions that you were asking too about the life insurance, the paper clips. I mean, this is loaded with so much information. And then Bree doing this on Wednesday. I mean, we are the luckiest people. I mean, I have people that literally like on my calendar that are booking appointments. I don't even know who they are. I mean, right. Literally coming on my calendar now. And I'm like, wow, look at this. I got appointments. People calling me out of the blue. I don't, and then telling me that they were referred by this person and that, and I don't even know who they are. It's amazing.
Just keep giving it, doing it more, because here, what you're going to find out, guys, I did a $300,000. I've done so much business, but I went back and I had this person that I just did some stuff with has opened, guys, 38 emails opened. How about that? Think about that. Has opened 38 emails. All right. What's it going to be like when the emails are even more specific than now? Hey, Bob, are you up?
Here, can you hear me?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
All right. How's everything, buddy?
I'm good. It's been a long time. I talked to Kristen. She said she spoke with you. So,
yes, anyway, sir.
I appreciate you helping us on this stuff. So give us some ideas. You know, you're using things and going to implement. What are you picking up? What are some things that we can apply?
Well, I tell you, I think one of the issues that I found when we get to these end of terms, sometimes our representatives feel a little embarrassed, or, you know, they haven't talked to some of these clients in a long, long time. And all these questions are kind of personal. And I think what we need to do is get past our own thinking about, you know, I haven't talked to a person. It is embarrassing that we haven't talked to a client 10, 15, 20 years in some cases when they get to end of term. It happens. And we got to get past the fact that, you know, this is a lot of information we're collecting, but it's vital to their well-being. And people are ready to talk. And quite frankly, some people who say, oh, yeah, I have someone I'm dealing with, that's not always the case. That's just kind of a little bit of a put off. So we just have to think that they need us, and we need to push through any of those, you know, hurdles.
Well, I mean, think of it this way, and I think this is what you're saying. So if somebody's been treating you bad and then suddenly they change the way they treat you and they start treating you nice, are you going to be mad about it? Right.
Right.
You know, I mean, the fact of the matter is that I find that people I've never had people hardly, I can't even remember somebody when I call them and say, hey, I'm trying to help you. I'm sorry, we haven't talked. There's something that they get pissed. Okay. And, I mean, guys, I promise you there's so much business out there. Okay. I'll give you a story. I got a client. I told Bree to start from top to bottom on assets. Start calling, okay? And just tell them what to do, review, all that kind of stuff. So she called a guy whose brother, he used to be an RVP. Guy's got put $400,000 in. I've never been able to locate the guy, okay? Put $400,000 in from another agent. He's on there. He's got $1 million. He's up $660,000. Put $400,000 in. I find his brother. I said, look, I've been trying to reach your brother, okay? I send Bree the phone number. She booked it, okay? I did it yesterday, okay? The guy's got $300,000 sitting in cash right now, all right? It's how $1 million house. Lives in New York City, all right? And I've got a follow-up Zoom with this guy. I'm going to get like $500,000 or $600,000, and nobody has talked to him any is in 12 years. How about that? It's crazy, man. I'm glad to see you, buddy. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Hey, Roy, yeah. One other thing real quick. Yes. At the bottom of that one question, the questions adding something in regard to, you know, do you do any like part-time work anywhere or that kind of thing? It might be a little recruiting intro, guys,
this questionnaire is what do we call it? The draft number one. You with me? We're going to make this thing do everything you can imagine, period. Okay. So let's see who we got. Cassandra, what's up? Are you there? Give us some good ideas.
I'm here, Roy. It's just going to be awesome for the new year. I mean, if people haven't started implementing this, this is a great way to get yourself organized and to really set the stage for the new year.
Well, very good. And guys, I would encourage you to get on Bree's call, because she will teach you everything all the things that you don't know about, you're going to learn. Diana, are you there? Give us some kind of good idea.
You know what? All of the stuff that you're collecting is good ideas, but using them makes them ultimate ideals, right? Not just taking them, but using them. But I took the questionnaire link, you know, the life questionnaire link, and I did a broadcast, and I just sent it out at the end of the year, just thanking everybody, because I know we tend to follow up with our investment clients, right, but we tend to forget to follow up with our life clients. So I went and I just said, you know what, everyone that I didn't have an email for, this is a great way to reach out for it. But now I can have it in front of me when I'm doing that review, because I think sometimes we circle back. And what I'm teaching my reps, not to just circle back, because circle back is saying, hi, I'm still here. But no, follow up by getting that information. Those bullet points that you just went over with us is going to make all the difference in our reviews. But when I took that questionnaire link in that life insurance and I placed it inside of that broadcast with my scheduling link, within the hour, I had 12 people that scheduled appointments.
How about that, guys?
Wanting to review it within the hour.
There we go. Hey, guys, see what we got here? All right, there. That's right there taken. I always love the fact that we got people that are like her, that are thinkers, right? How about that? So she's sitting there thinking, all right, how am I going to do this? And you send it out. So there you go. Great, great. Absolutely. That's it. That is what we're perfect. All right. Let me see. Mike Armendariz. So, well, Mikey and I, guys, I may not be on the call next Tuesday, because Mike Armendariz and Utes and I, we're going back to play golf again for a week, okay? Going to Miami again. So it might be that, you know, we turn it over to somebody else. But let me tell you, life is good. Isn't it nice to be able to, you know, build a business and one day get to have a business and have fun? And on top of that, be able to do what we do. I mean, this is fun to me. How about that? So, all right, Mikey, you there?
Yeah, everybody's sharing a lot of great content, but I think the thing that you hit on too, and we were talking about that too, is are you reading your goals every day? Have you got them down? You know, we've heard of these in the books before. You move towards your dominant thought, right? And you got to pound those goals and dreams into your head like you know your social security number. So it's so deep in you. And then at the other stuff I've read before on goal setting life, it opens that reticular activating system in your brain that helps you see opportunities that'll pull you towards those goals that you said were so precious and important to you, man. And then what Diana said right there earlier was, and then you got to do the work. You know, you said, again, goal, schedule, plan. But man, if you're not like eaten up, you know, Ed did a great job like he always does, but I remember him going through Art Williams's the original Common Sense book. And every time Art talked about it, he said, man, he had that goal to save like 350 grand. You know, so he had the goal. He said, man, every minute I had, I'd get my compound interest calculator out. I'd freaking calculate how am I doing, where I'm on track. So, you know, set a goal to save 350 grand and you end up a multi-billionaire. Not bad. Don't take it for granted.
That's it. Hey, and Mikey, I will be at Doral next week. Hey, George, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy, close us out. I know we got Dean's call coming up for a lot of you guys. You're a thinker. Give us some ideas here.
Well, you know, as I'm sitting here, you know, I saw the updates that you're making to the system, and that's the first thing that it struck me, is that it's like doing an FNA and having all that data. And as we've all learned, Steve Barger came through our company many years ago, and he basically taught us that the individual that has control of the maximum amount of information wins the game. And this is giving us the ability to follow up. I was just thinking about families that I've already gone three generations, help mom and dad, help the kids. Now I'm helping the grandkids. and the grandkids are having kids. So if we play our cards right, this will help us build a generational business that when, if our children choose to follow in our footsteps, they just basically pick up the ball and start running with it. So that was the first thing. The second thing is,
George, let me interrupt you real quick. Guys, that's the mindset of the Family Financial Workshop. You with me? We're going to get generational all the way down. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So the other thing is, it's all about questions. You know, I got myself licensed in the state of California for the loan program. And I'm just going to tell you, the company's training program isn't very good. And I've actually muddled through it. I've come up with some ideas to help implement that strategy. But with the Sales Team Pro, this is going to be like shooting ducks in a barrel if you've got people's information. Because a lot of times, you know, people aren't ready to do refinance. Maybe finances aren't in good shape. Maybe they're not employed. But if you keep them in the system and you keep that drip marketing going, I can predict that in months to come, my secretary is getting licensed. So we'll be getting emails. Yeah, I'm interested in doing a refinance. And I'm going to have my secretary do all the legwork.
I got the same thing happening. She's getting it too.
Yeah. So the idea here, and you know, I look at this and I'm not using it, maybe like Tommy Lee's using it, but every day I'm sitting down. That's why I recommended that Bree do that training for us. My secretary is going to be on it every Wednesday. The more competent that we get with this, I'm just going to tell you, I mean, I've had my own archaic follow-up system. Like even over the holidays, I think I did like $500,000 in rollovers. And as soon as I get back in town, I go into my office and my phone's ringing off the hook. I got appointments all week long. If I had this automated system in place a year or two ago, there'd be no doubt that I'd make $1 million this year. I think this year my income will double, but I think next year for sure we'll make $1 million. And one of the things I'll tell you is that Sales Team Pro will get a lot of credit for it, because it's going to help me take all the you know, plethora of information that I have, put it in one place, make it easy to get to. So yeah, I'm pumped up, and I'm a student, bro. I mean, I learned a long time ago, if you're the smartest guy in the room, you're in the wrong room. I am not the smartest guy in the room here. So I look forward to these Tuesday morning calls, because it really expands my mind. So,
everybody on here does that. I mean, they just bring it to the table, and that's what, isn't it great? I mean, we got, ain't getting no better than this. Hey, Saturday, I would encourage you guys. It's going to be incredible. Hey, don't forget the reason we do this. We want to get free, and the way we get free, we got to be recruiting directs, get them trained, get them into a great system. So I will talk to you Saturday, and we're going to kick it off the new year, and then we got Sunday with Ed. I'll talk to you guys later. See you later.